But they used to call them gray sacks.
Have you ever heard of toe sack or croaker sack? Or
well, what? Yes, toe sacks.
Okay. And if you took corn to the mill to have it ground, about how much would you take?
Bushel.
Okay. Okay. Maybe take a bushel, maybe take two bushels.
According to the families, you know.
Yeah. But either way, you could just call that a what of corn?
A turn of corn.
Okay. And the amount, would you ever, okay, the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms.
Well, it won't be a big.
You'd say you would go get you a what?
A big arm full of wood.
Okay. Did you ever talk about a turn of wood?
A turn of wood.
Or does that make sense?
A turn of wood would be enough to burn overnight. But then they'd even burn you the next morning up and there be a turn of wood, wouldn't it?
Okay. And if the light burns out in your lamp, you have to screw in a new what?
You screw the burner off, put your coal oil in there, screw your burner back on, put your match and stick to it and light it.
Okay. And now, like electric lamps, you know, you would just put in a new...
Put you in a new bulb.
Okay, and what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. And if you were carrying out clothes, carrying out a wash to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a...
basket.
Okay. And what did nails come in?
Comes in barrels.
Okay, but smaller than a barrel.
Kegs. Nail kegs.
Okay, and what do you call the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Little iron hoops.
Okay. And the thing that you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out.
It's the wood.
Yeah. Would you call that just a what?
Hidden for the barrel.
No, I'm talking about just a regular bottle, like maybe a Coke bottle or something.
Or a lid.
Yeah. Or you just push in a little what?
Push it down in where there's a little groove cut around there.
Yeah.
In the barrel.
Okay, you know that kind of, bottles, stopper, you know?
Cork.
Okay.
You used to put cork stoppers.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument. You play it, you go like this.
A French harp.
Okay. What about one that you hold and you pluck?
That way?
Yeah.
Jute harp.
Okay. And the thing that you used to, pound nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. And, okay, if you have a horse, if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes in between the two horses.
That's a wagon tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Oh, that's what they call buggy staves.
Okay. And talking about a wagon wheel now. Say, is someone calling you?
It's just a bachelor.
What?
Okay, starting with the inside of the wheel. You have the hub, you know.
Yeah, the hub.
And then you have the spokes going out.
The spokes.
And what do the spokes fit into?
Around the rim.
Yeah, but before that.
You mean down here's the hub.
Yeah,
and it goes
the spokes.
Up, yeah, the spokes goes up in a rim, and then there's a...
Is the rim the part that touches the ground?
No, that's what I'm trying to think of. Wagon rim. And this here, around this little wood part, it goes up in, the spoke goes up in, is a rim, and a wagon, this other thing's an iron rim. It's a wagon... wagon tire.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a felly or a fella?
A what?
felly or feller?
A feller?
Yeah.
Be my boyfriend.
Okay. Okay, and when a horse...
Is that...
We're on a buggy.